Now, the crisis on the southern border continues, and this is, I mean, this is the news story that is just dominating the country's attention right now, given all of the illegals that are crossing the border along the country's southern border, and what to do with the tens of thousands of children, unaccompanied minors, that are crossing into the United States. And now there's some frustration by governors on what's being done as some of these children are being relocated then into the United States, because they will face deportation hearings. And so, you know, and something needs to be done with them in the interim. Nebraska's governor last week said that 200 children who entered the country illegally were sent to Nebraska without warning, and that federal officials are refusing to identify them or where they're at. Governor Dave Heineman said federal officials also wouldn't answer questions about public school attendance by the children or the potential cost to taxpayers. Heineman said governors and mayors have a right to know when the federal government is transporting a large group of individuals, in this case, illegal immigrants, into your state. Is he right? Should the federal government be able to transport large numbers of illegals into a state and not tell state officials what's happening? Heineman says the federal government would not tell them who they were or where they were. 336-1320 is our phone number, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Heineman spoke to the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. He said, we need to know who they are. And so far, they're saying they're not going to give us that information. The administration isn't. One administration official Saturday said that the children now in Nebraska aren't at a facility but are being housed with family members and sponsors while they await their immigration proceedings. Some of the children arrived in the recent border surge. Others came earlier in the year. Now, the administration met with governors and mayors, and they've been trying to win the support of governors and mayors as they're wondering what to do with all of these. With all of these illegal kids. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper said, our citizens already feel burdened by all kinds of challenges. They don't want to see another burden come into their state. He said, however we deal with the humanitarian aspects of this, we've got to do it in the most cost-effective way possible. A lot of criticism here from other governors. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad have all been critical of what's going on. What are your thoughts? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Austin. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
What do you make of this?
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Our governors and mayors in every state around the country need to get together and make a march on Washington and show them how America was formed. It was us men sticking up for our country and not being bulldozed by basically crooks and criminals, and that's what's happening here. So they need to do something. They need to do it quick before the rest of us in America have to.
What should the administration be doing on the border?
Oh, it should be closed. It should have been closed a long time ago, as people have paid for it over and over and over to be closed, and they just keep stealing our money and doing nothing about it. So it should have been closed for the last 15 years.
Well, you know, the administration, this is one of the things that floors me, Austin. The administration says the border is secure. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely not. It's a cover-up for the Democrats, and that's all it is. It's not secure in any means whatsoever. Our administration is just—it's nothing but outright lies, lies after lies. And we're really going downhill in America here, and they're really taking advantage of it. And we need to put a stop to it right away.
Austin, I appreciate your call. I'm going to get to more coming up. This is just such a big story. I mean, I know we've talked about this for days on end, but it is it's a serious situation that's unfolded. And I agree, we have got to get control of the border. And the fact that we haven't is why we're having the problem that we're dealing with right now. We'll get to more of your thoughts coming up. We're talking about the ongoing crisis on the southern border this morning, and we want to get your thoughts. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman spoke to the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Says he's upset that the federal government is transporting illegal children into the states and then refusing to identify them or their locations. And he says the government, is the local government here, governors, mayors, he says have a right to know when this is going on and when they're coming into the state. Do you agree with him? Do you think Heineman is right? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Talking about a few minutes ago sharing that the Obama administration is trying to appeal to governors and mayors and get them on board as part of what's happening here. There's a lot of pushback. I mean, and I think this shows how, not that the president cares, because I don't believe he does. I don't care I don't believe that he cares what anybody thinks other than himself, despite what he says. And there's a lot of pushback that the administration is getting on this issue, and I think it's only going to deepen. And I think you'll see more of it, especially if this continues. If you've got the administration that is shipping, you know, hundreds, in Nebraska's case, 200 children that were shipped to Nebraska, and then not providing any information, frustrating state and local officials. You've had local communities that have said the same thing. Marietta, California was making headlines last week because there were protests that were going on in Marietta, but their mayor was saying something very similar. The federal government is just bringing people into the community, and they're not even telling us. They're not coordinating with us. They're not giving us any information. Just dumping them into these communities while they await deportation hearings. And as you can imagine, the financial responsibility is huge here, with care and school education, medical costs that are associated with caring for these children. 336-1320 is our number, 1-800-228-4435. I honestly can't believe this situation is going on. This is one of those that you just sit back and you just feel overwhelmed by what's going on at the federal level. And the fact that the federal government is capable of taking care of this. They're just not. They're just not doing it. They're not enforcing the border. Had the White House out there several times last week. Secretary of Homeland Security saying the border is secure. The border is secure. Are you kidding me? It's about as secure as when you go to the beach and you hide your wallet in your tennis shoe while you're swimming. That's about how secure our border is. It's just about as sophisticated. We're talking about the crisis on the southern border, with tens of thousands of illegal children that have been coming into the country. The administration trying to get the support of governors and mayors as they're sending now immigrant children, I mean, literally into the heart of the country. Nebraska received a shipment of 200 illegal children, and Nebraska's governor frustrated because the federal government isn't providing any information on who they are and where they're located. He's saying that taxpayers and local governments have a right to know. Do you think he's right? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Sean. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
Hey.
I think this governor is absolutely right. I think that the states, the governors, deserve to know where these children are going, when they're going to be arriving, when they're going to be processed. and what their condition is when they arrive and when they leave and all that. But my bigger question is, and this is just based on what I've seen this administration do with other issues, I wonder if this isn't some on some level a political ploy where they're going to drop these illegal children into states governed by Republicans in order to say, oh, this is such a display of lack of compassion on the part of these Republicans for them not wanting to care for these children, not wanting to welcome them into their states, so that they have another issue to get their people riled up about when it comes time to vote here in a few months.
I think it's a lot more sinister than that, personally.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing is designed to overwhelm the system.
Oh, absolutely.
And just at every level. I mean, look at what's happened in these states and local communities down on the border. You know, even prior to this, I mean, there's a reason you had states like Arizona in court trying to argue, you know, trying to enforce the laws because the federal government's not doing it. I mean, it's absolutely overwhelming these border states. And I think that's all by design. To be honest with you, I really do. There's no other explanation that makes sense.
I totally agree. It's crazy because, I mean, now, like I said, it's gotten to the point where they're being dropped into the heart of the country. And just, I mean, it's just spreading the problem far and wide. And it's going to ruin us if we don't get down to the border. And this is going to sound harsh, but enforce the laws that we have and build a fence.
Well, yeah, let's understand, and, you know, let's understand the difference, and I think those of us here do.
Oh,
Understand the difference between talks about immigration and people entering the country illegally. That is not an act of immigration in my mind. In my mind, when we talk about immigration, we're talking about the legal process through which people go through to enter the country.
Yep.
That's immigration.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening down there right now is literally an invasion.
Yep.
So how do you now? I'm not saying that there aren't a humanitarian, that this isn't a humanitarian crisis. I agree with the president used that term. I think it's right. It's sad to watch what's happening down there.
It is.
And I think anybody with a heart, with a conscience, is seeing all this, is deeply troubled by it and wants to be able to help those children. But at the same time, the country has got to have secure borders. If we don't, you can expect a lot more of this.
Yep. Well, and the other thing, I agree with one of your previous callers. She said, we need to be taking steps on our foreign policy front to where we're spreading more freedom to these countries, doing things to help them straighten out.
Exactly. We got to put an end
with their families in their home country.
Agreed. We've got to be doing, and that's, you know, and I've talked about that many times. For instance, when we talk about all of the illegals, you have some of the religious groups, and I'm a Catholic, and generally we hear from the Catholic, the American, you know, Catholic bishops in it who say, oh, you know, their stance on this is we ought to be taking all of these people in. And where is their voice when it comes to ending the economic oppression that occurs down in these countries? Where are they? Where are all of these voices then? You don't hear them. You don't hear them saying, let's put pressure on these countries to clean up their act, you know, to have economic opportunity for the people who live there, to stop the violence in these countries. That doesn't take place, and that's the problem. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. It's 8:54. Good morning, Chet. You're on Kello.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I hope you are too, Chet.
Yes. I have a simple solution for this. Put all of those immigrants on a caravan of buses and direct them right to Washington in front of the White House and see how Obama likes it, and then he can deal with the issue right there.
Why do you think he is failing to secure the border, Chet?
I think this is just a plan that he's just messing up the country. Everything he does is anti-American and against what any of us believe.
What if, believe me, I wouldn't go so far as to say everything he does, but I certainly have watched this crisis, and I've got to think the worst, because to me, it seems like a no-brainer, Chet. We've got to secure that border, putting the National Guard, turning these people around, sending them back, rather than bringing them into the country, talk about giving them lawyers for deportation hearings. You know, we're sending them into the heart of the country. It seems like we will, like they'll never leave.
Well, that's very true. And when they're spread out, it's going to be harder to get them back and concentrate them to deport them if that is something that we're able to do.
Yeah, and I forget who it was. I was a member of Congress, and I forget who it was. It said like 90% of these, you know, children that we're talking about, forget about them ever leaving the country. Once, you know, when we talk about these deportation proceedings and so on, very few actually ever get returned. Most of them stay. So once they're, and that, you know, I watch this, when I hear 200 kids have been sent to Nebraska, what do you think then the chances are that they're going to have deportation hearings and then actually be sent back? Not very good. I'm not at all hopeful. And when you've got governors here who don't know who these people are and don't know where they're located, how are they ever going to hold the federal government accountable for what's going on? They can't. They wouldn't be able to follow up. You don't know who they are. You don't know where they're located. It's an absolute mess what's transpiring. I'm very, very concerned about this, which is one of the reasons we've spent so much time talking about it. Because I think this has the, if we don't handle this correctly and do it now, I think it has the opportunity to devastate the country. My friends, we're out of time. Have a great day. So long until tomorrow, and may God bless.